So what we'll do is go around the room, introduce ourselves. Once we get the introductions done for the minutes, you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. And then the board will have questions or concerns they'll ask, and then they'll deliberate, come up with a decision on the assessment, and you'll get a result or grievance notice in the mail within 2 weeks. All right. So, for
Charlotte Gardner,
Robert Vickery.
Gary Fairhouse, Sue LaDuke.
All right.
Okay, so I was a little surprised at the value. I thought it might be lower based on what I was seeing in my neighborhood now. And so I did speak with the people of that vision, and they said that things ended at April. I think they said it was the cutoff date.
April 1st.
So some of the things that I had looked at were from May of this year, but it seemed like it was a more contemporary view of what the property was. So the things that I looked at, just to see what I could find, there is a home for sale on my street right now at 231 Windermere for $450,000. It's a bit larger than mine. The lot is a little smaller. And I would say it's probably in comparable condition only because it's not been, doesn't have a lot of updating.
What was the asking price again?
450. So that was sort of my starting point. And then I thought, okay, I guess I need to find sales that were a little bit, not quite so new. So I did find a couple that were in Colchester that were similar in size to ours. One of them was on Lakeshore Drive. Sorry. Again, it was in May, but it's a much bigger house. It's right on West Lakeshore.
What's the address?
1473. And it sold on May 15th for $425,000. It looks like it's a house that has no garage, an in-ground pool, and an in-law apartment. I don't think that that location is quite the same as ours, only because it's right on the main road. But still, that's significantly less than our appraised value. And then I looked a little further back, and I found one at 90 Bellwood Avenue that seemed to be pretty close to what we have, that sold in January for $480,000.
Was it Bellwood?
Bellwood is 90.
90.
Well, when did it sell again?
It sold on January 16th, and I believe it sold for $480,000. I can only go for what I found in there. The difference is we have an enclosed porch on the back of ours, and it looks like they had a deck. It seems like all the listing part of it on the sheets very similar to what we have in terms of the construction and the age and all of those things. There's another one. Again, this one sold in May, also on Bellwood at 358 Bellwood, and it sold for $455,000. And then the current listing sheet for the one that is on our street, which is very close in value to what we had. I think this one was about $8,000 higher or $6,000 higher in assessed value before all this started. So I thought this was a really good comp, and to see it on the market at $450,000 was like a little unnerving. When for some reason, I'm not really sure why, ours was $495,000.
That was 231.
231 Windermere.
And I know that there were two sales on our street that are probably what was considered as most recent, but both of those were updated homes. And ours is in good condition, but it still has original flooring. The kitchen was changed, I believe, in 1993. The bathrooms have been updated as far as cabinetry, but, you know, nothing other than that.
And you have hardwood?
We have hardwood in
the main
upstairs, except for the kitchen and the bathrooms. Those have tile.
Those have tile. Okay.
And the hardwood is from when it was built, at least as our understanding. And we haven't had new siding on it, according to the neighbor who moved in 1983. She said they did put new siding on, and she thinks it was sometime around 1993. So it sounds like maybe at that point some work was done on the house.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the house is in, don't get me wrong, it's in very good condition. It's small, but it's perfect for us because we're retired. We sort of have an average lot. We have the road noise. Along with that, we also have a lot of access to Airport Park, which is lovely. But I'm not really understanding that huge jump. I thought it would jump. I thought it would jump to 465, maybe 470. I did not expect 495. I don't think that the market would bear that right now.
Are you right on the corner?
Mm-hmm. We're right on the corner. There's a lot of road noise. And a lot of electric bikes.
Yes, lots of them, huh?
Somebody's going to be killed.
There's a lot of complaints about them on the media.
Yeah. Did you see them on Facebook? Or
yeah.
On Facebook?
Oh, no. I have video on my own phone.
I saw it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. A lot of complaints on Facebook.
They drive right down the bike path. I was walking one day. They came from behind me. And as they passed me, I noticed a small SUV on the road. They were maintaining
neighborhood at 55 compared to when it was
Windermere.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't stop at any of the stop signs.
Did they know they were coming by?
Not a word.
So, Windermere, Bellwood's at 50, I think. Windermere's 55.
Okay.
Shady is, in those areas, that's 55. I think Tanglewood, Wayberry, that's all 55 as well. Is that Bellwood showing 55?
Well, part of Bellwood showing
55. Maybe part of Bellwood 55.
But again, if it's updated.
Yes, there should be. I thought Bellwood was 50 and El Shear, and those are all 50, and Bel Air is 50.
I'm sorry,
don't understand. So we coded the neighborhoods based on the sales within the neighborhood. So, for instance, Wayberry and Tanglewood, that whole area, we look at the sales in that area, and if they're selling 10% more than, say, El Shear and Bellwood area, we make that adjustment. So we're adjusting the neighborhoods within the town based on the sale prices.
So it's right here on your card. Your neighborhood is 55, but Bellwood is 50, because the bulk of sales in the Bellwood neighborhood is a little bit less than the bulk of sales in your neighborhood. Your neighborhood's more desirable. Do you have to do the beach rights? Bet you do.
So, for instance, like Windermere and Tanglewood and Wayberry, that's all kind of the same grading. You go across the street to Pine Meadow, that's going to be a little bit higher. Because the housing stock's better and the sale prices are higher in that neighborhood. And then you go to off Porter's Point, you go to like Ariel, Bluebird, Shady. Those are similar to your neighborhood as far as grading, but across the street on Greenwood is lower because the sales are less and this housing stock is older or more not as well conditioned.
So it isn't. So if someone who is looking in Mammoth Bay isn't necessarily going to look at Bellwood, but just my neighborhood?
No, just the total sales.
The sales.
Yeah, so for instance, some neighborhoods sell for more than other neighborhoods. So when we look at the entire map of the town and we break down the neighborhoods and you look in the sales in a particular neighborhood, you can see how where this one neighborhood's more desirable than another neighborhood based on the sale prices. And so
it's based on the house itself and the style of the home, then it's based on
the location.
Neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do have location adjustments throughout the town. And so that 50 neighborhood versus a 55 neighborhood can affect that land value by 10%. So we're saying that Windermere, Waverly, Tanglewood is 10% above the average for Colchester, whereas Alshire, New England Drive, Bel Air, that's average. And something like Greenwood is below average. Or right off Porter's Point between Hindenburg and Colchester Point, that is section is below average if you're on the Porter's Point Road. It's for when we look at the sales. And we can do that because we have do a cut by the cost approach. So if we pick up your house and put it in a different neighborhood, the building value is the same, but the land value changes. So if we remove the building value, you can really see those land value adjustments throughout the different neighborhoods.
So then how do we explain the house in my neighborhood that's for sale?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that house is for sale at $30,000 less than what the one that Bill would sell for.
Yeah. And that again, that's one or two sales. We're looking at several years of sales. So we're going back to 2024 and looking at all the sales from 2024 on.
And how do you account for the condition in the home? Like, there were two homes in Windermere that sold for a huge amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah, and so
those were the homes that had been renovated.
Yep. Yep, so if we've gone out and done the work in the data collecting and we look at the condition of the house for the data collecting, we adjust for that. So if a house is in good condition, it'll show that in the depreciation that we depreciate the house by. So when you look at ages of houses and line them up by age and the sale prices, you should see that value come down as those homes get older and the years get farther down. What changes is when you have a house that's in good condition versus a house that's in average condition or a fair condition with deferred maintenance. So when we go and do the inspections, we look for that and we adjust for that. So a house that's been renovated, recently renovated, it's good condition. A house that's hasn't been renovated but it's been maintained is average condition. A house that has deferred maintenance would be in fair condition, and that's going to adjust that a little bit. So we have a depreciated for age, and then we make adjustments on that depreciation for the condition of the building. There's several moving parts, but that's the gist of it. Well, no, I mean, yeah, that's maybe, yeah. You're probably right.
1971 house, which I know the people down the road from us were built after us, mm-hmm. and they were at 450.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one sale, but if you've got...
It's the most recent.
It's the most recent sale, but...
No one even came in my house.
I understand, but we're looking at 2 years of sales in the neighborhoods. So you might have four sales in your neighborhood, or maybe some... You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we're here, to make adjustments that we may not have seen. Like, we may not know that your house is in average condition. We may have it as a good condition. And so that's what we're here for, is to make those adjustments that of things that we did not see, because we only get into about 35% of the houses. And that's... Well, that's... I apologize for that. She should have.
She asked us a lot of questions.
Yep.
Greg and I were both there. We chatted with her, but...
Do you know...
It was okay.
Yeah. She should have gone in. I apologize for that, but that's... Her job was to go in, and she was getting paid for that.
She was very pleasant, very polite.
Yep.
But it just seemed a little odd that even when it was offered...
Yeah, no, they were under instructions to go in the houses if they were, to ask if they could go in, and the answer was yes, then they should have, to check the condition. Yep. So I apologize for that. It's not your fault.
Okay.
So the tax bill for this year is estimated to be 1.3. Last year's taxes were 2.56?
2.53. Okay. So how is that going to obviously? So
it's about $300 increase for the year.
Just the town?
Well, everything.
Everything.
Okay.
If your taxes stay the same.
How does this affect the school taxes?
That's the total, tax.
Total tax, 1.3.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
For everything. And I was just looking, Sue, to see what you could sell your house for right now. That's the issue. There's such a shortage of housing. Somebody will come in and you might get multiple offers, even if you put it on at 450.
I think the location on the main road is a factor.
Yeah, I think so too. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm thinking. Like I know 231 Windermere is extremely dated.
Yeah.
Well,
nice facade.
I have a floor that was put in my kitchen, living room, dining room, and bedrooms in 1971. I mean, it's okay. It's not damaged in any way. It's clean and it looks nice and it's been redone, but still, it's from then.
I do think the location right there for sure.
Yeah, it's noisy.
On the main road with the bike path.
Yeah. It's noisy on both streets.
So we're going to deliberate. And make some changes, and then Bob will get a new report up to you if changes are.
Yep, it'll be a results agreements notice. It'll show the prior value, the new value, and then it'll also explain if you wish to appeal to the board of civil authorities, how to go about doing that.
So will be the new appraised value, or
you'll have the assessed value for this year's, and then any changes that the board will make will have that value. So it'll be the 494, and then any changes that the board decides to make, it'll have that value. So you can see what they actually do. Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for coming in, Sue. Yeah, good comps.
Yeah.
I will. You say hi to Allie. I'll see them, I hope, soon.
You might.
Thanks. Bye. So, yeah, Bellwood, for example, was on for $439 and in 4 days sold for $455.
So, yeah, 231 Windermere listed at $450, but I wanted it was in 3 days, and it's so dated. Yeah. Like my
you didn't even show any indoor pictures.
Oh.
On the listing.
Oh, yeah. 231 Windermere had pictures.
231 did?
Yep, lots of pictures. That's why, you know, I just think, look, I know the house well because I know the DeMasi's that lived there. And then when they did do the kitchen, it was a very nice kitchen. I mean, but I think what would happen if we, the location.
Well, I circled it. I put 90% on the condition for 10% for the location.
Good.
Okay.
And we've done that with all kinds of different neighborhoods.
And what is that? How does that change it? I'm just curious.
It'd be $20,000.
I think that's fair. Because she does have a good. It's pretty private actually with the trees and.
Yeah, they have a nice cedar hedge.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice back porch. She was a great lender. She was wonderful.
We built for them over on J. Lawrence or whatever it was years ago.
Yeah.
It was Chad Dion's house after.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Bought it from them.
Chad's moved everywhere.
Yeah.
See, their son did buy it from the DeMasi's, Greg M. LeDuc.
Well, that's her husband.
Oh, that's Greg C. LeDuc. Owns it now.
Oh.
Because I knew the son had lived there.
Greg, you're right. Okay.
They just kept it in the family.
Yeah.
Now I have to make it so she should be breaking even, too. So I'm going to change her tax bill. All right.
Oh, Lori, 27 Haley's Way.
Haley's Way. That's the first one we got from
over there.
Thank you.
Well, this can sell for this price. For those units.
Yep. Yeah. I think we had a couple.
Fabulous, but do not buy them again.
What's that? Oh, they're up there. Are they good?
Mm.
I think there was some on Hannah's that sold for like six something. It was three sales and through there, I think.
This is a good, people love these units.
Yeah.
They love them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones off the Portis Point Road eventually started doing well.
Yeah.
Once people get over the water thing.
Yeah.
Sue's tenacious. I like that.
Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a good girl.
Yeah. Should I go get him?
Sure.
His name
is Tori. Tayo?
Oh, I won't even say. I'll just say it.
Mr. Lori? Oh, no, Mr. Tayo. Lori? His first name is Lori. Lori and Tricia. Take one home to Meg. Have dessert tonight. I won't eat one, thank you, anyway.
Sure.
As I've eaten three pieces of candy just to stay awake.
That's why I got them. Look at that. Sugar bomb.
The seat right here.
Hello. One, two, three. Against one. But now it's going to be number two.
We're all on the same side here.
I've got to call my daughter. She's going to listen in and she's going to do some speaking.
Is she the one that, is she a part owner?
She's on my
the life estate.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. So this is the board of listers.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the recorder off.